Washington Post article over the weekend about how many murders happen in this country that don't get solved. It's a shockingly high number.
Uh-huh.
There are cities where about a third of murders ever have an arrest because of the murder.
Yep, never mind a conviction.
And that's including all the murders in the city. If you narrow it down to certain neighborhoods, there are large swaths of, like, Chicago, for instance, where they just don't solve any.
Right. Right.
It's really something.
All gangbangers killing each other and innocent bystanders, but nobody's talking.
Maybe we'll talk about that later. Something. You assume when somebody gets murdered that, I mean, you watch these shows at night and
yeah,
you got 10 smart people on the scene working through computer this and that, and they always find the killer. No, that's not the way it works.
No way. No way. You go to the scene, nobody saw anything. You ask the friends, nobody knows nothing.
And you got 10 others to look at, so...
Right.
You work on those.
Yeah, in which people do want to help and cooperate. And yeah, come on. You got limited time. So this is interesting to me. I have in my possession a number of different pieces of journalism, everything from local to state papers to the LA Times to, what was the other one from? I can't even remember. Orange County Register, maybe. And here in my hands is rather a thick article from the New York Times about the Brown Doggle, the Crony Express, the non-bullet train,
the bull bleep train,
the bull spit train. And in the New York Times headline, they refer to it as the $100 billion train. Of course, it was originally sold as a tiny fraction of that, then was 60, then was 80, now it's 100. I have sworn if it is ever completed, and it won't be,
no,
please
it won't
God.
Be. No, it won't.
It would be at least $200 billion.
I've said, and I still really believe this, me and my kids will never ride a bullet train from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That will never happen. There might be parts of a train somewhere, a regular speed train. But a bullet train from San Francisco to L.A., no.
The technology of the 1800s.
You're not going to get that for your $100 billion.
It's vigorously opposed by Republicans. It's been plagued by escalating costs and delays. Californians are mostly against it. And a central question, how it is going to be paid for, remains unresolved. But here in the Central Valley, far from the debates in Washington and Sacramento, the $100 billion so far, Los Angeles to San Francisco, bullet train! Pew, pew. Do we still have that sound effect, Michael?
Pachoo!
The bullet train! Oh, cue me when you're ready. The bullet train! There you go. When we actually do the show, this is going to go great. It's moved off the drawing board and onto 21 construction sites spread across 5 Central California counties. And soon you'll be able to go from a walnut orchard near Fresno to something that's not near anything in Kern County.
Well, if you're into Keynesian economics, you're okay with this because money's being spent. There's a lot of people that are going to make their house payment and send their kids to college on money spent for the bullet train. They'll never be a train.
The least efficient and least smart way to spend money through the government.
Did I tell you about when I was at the train museum? So I went to the train museum with my kids. And they had a bullet train there.
I love train museums.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm really into it.
And the best one maybe in the whole world is in Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
And
another great one in Portola, California. It's worth a visit.
But they had a bullet train there, and it was just like the engine car or whatever for the kind of bullet train they have in France and Japan that, you know, we've all read about.
In Japan, where they advertise on people's armpits, go on.
And they talk about how fast they go and all this sort of stuff. Anyway, so I'm in there at the bullet train, and there's one guy showing his kid a map and how fast it goes, and he says to his child, we're building one of these here in California, and pretty soon we'll have to, and some other guy is there with his kid, and he says, what are you talking about? They're not going to ever have it. And the other guy, the guy was telling his kid about the fantastic bullet train we're going to have.
Yes.
Looked at that guy like, let's get away from that dangerous lunatic and just shut
him. Wow. Way to go, second guy. You're my hero.
I don't know if I felt the same way,
but
I wasn't going to jump into the conversation.
To me, it's child abuse.
But I just
telling your kid about a California bullet train that'll ever exist. I think you need to step in.
I just thought it was hilarious that he either believes it or what, that he was telling his kid, we're going to have one of these, and we'll be able to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles in an hour. It's 700 miles an hour.
Back to the
failed. No, we won't.
Sorry. Back to the failed New York Times. The continued delays and rising costs have fueled criticism that California, perhaps the most prosperous state in the nation, is squandering money on a transportation project that critics describe as a prime example of big government waste in a state controlled by Democrats. Jim Patterson, a member of the Assembly, critic of the project, says, quote, this is going to be the most expensive and slowest form of fast rail imaginable. But it relies on Jerry Bowne.
Well, Gavin's behind it, right? Gavin Newsom?
Oh, and he's Gavin used to be hardcore against it, but now he's running, and the unions have gotten their hooks in him, and now he says, yeah, right, maybe I was a little hasty. Sounds like a great idea to me. Well, he's lying prostitute.
But he's going to be the next governor for the next 4 to 8 years.
No, he's not. John Cox, everybody. Gavin, your vote counts.
Gavin is at one of your bellwether fundraisers for running for president over the weekend with Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker, all the other big names. So, Gavin, you know your list of people running you had the other day? Gavin's got to be on that list. Gavin,
his door's wide open now.
Running for president in 2020.
It's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
For all the construction, the project faces the ever-present threat that a future governor may decide that state resources would be better used dealing with, to name one example, the housing crisis.
The homeless people.
And Jerry Brown is leaving office at the end of the year. Said Joe Nathan, professor of public policy at Stanford University, the project seems to make even less sense today. The high-speed train championed by Mr. Brown, a Democrat, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, an idiot, is the most ambitious. I may have edited there a little bit, is the most ambitious public transportation project underway in the nation. Then they mentioned the flip-flopping of Gavin.
Is it ambitious? I don't think it's ambitious.
To build a slow train? Yeah, it is. It's incredibly ambitious.
Yes.
Well, and it's unattainable. The environmental lawsuits will stretch on for plant an oak tree. Today, 120 years from now, it's going to start losing limbs, and it's going to lose limbs on a world without a California bullet train. The 800-mile line from L.A. to San Francisco is scheduled for completion by 2033.
Wait a second. It's only like 500 miles from L.A. to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Why is it an 800-mile line?
I don't know. Because I don't. Everybody loves Modesto. They want to go there. I don't know. There's no shortage.
That's where you get to the beginning of the problem. You're going to go between the shortest distance between two points is not a line through Modesto.
Well, that brings us to some of the incredible engineering challenges and the never-ending environmental lawsuits that will be filed by extortionists as well as environmentalists. They mean the even the project's biggest boosters call 2033 an ambitious timetable.
It's a 50-minute flight, costs about $100, and they leave like every 30 minutes.
Right, exactly. And only a sightseer would take this train for any reason at any time.
If you had plenty of time, because it's going to be slow.
It's going to be way slower than taking an airplane. Yeah.
It is a cure
in search of a disease.
I think it quite possibly be slower than driving, since it's going to go 800 miles.
Every number, every projection, from ticket sales to time to gas saved, is an utter fraud. Every aspect of this thing.
It's not 500 miles. It's more like 360 miles. I was thinking from San Francisco to San Diego. That's 500 miles. So it's about 360 from San Francisco to L.A. Yeah, look it up. San Francisco to L.A., how many miles?
It's closer to, it's 492 miles.
They got 800 miles?
What do I win? Yeah. No shortage.
It's 510 exactly from Sacramento to San Diego. I happen to know that, so.
So even the most enthusiastic supporters say, yeah, 2033 is really a stretch. The cost was originally supposed to be split among the state, the federal government, and private business. But the feds say, no, that's a crazy waste of money. And private business says, are you kidding? This will never make a dime. So they've abandoned it. As of now, the rail authority has come up with less than $30 billion of the necessary $100 billion. It's going to be $200. And the project costs are expected to continue to rise. At the moment, says Martin Wax, an emeritus engineering professor at UC Berkeley and a member of the committee appointed by the legislature to review the project, at the moment, 100% of the cost is going to be absorbed by the taxpayers, in spite of the fact 100%. That the proposition specifically spelled out how it was going to be paid for and that it could not go forward unless it was paid for in this way. This is a gigantic, epochal, historical theft of funds.
Thanks for taking my money.
So it's 381 miles from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and that is an 800, 700-some mile track.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry, it's how many miles you said?
380.
Okay.
So it's practically double the length. That seems like an odd plan to begin with.
Well, it's got to weave back and forth. There's mountains, there are deserts, lakes, canals, et cetera. Let's see. So they're hoping to finish the 119-mile stretch from Bakersfield to Madera. For non-Californians, Bakersfield is a lovely medium-sized city in the middle of the state. Madera is a town. They're hoping to finish that by 2022. For those who would like to make that 120-mile trip from Bakersfield to Madera in twice the time and five times the expense of what it costs to do it in a car.
But so will there be train rides between Bakersfield and Madera while they're working on the rest of it, or will it just sit there until they get the whole thing done?
Who effing wants to take that train ride?
Nobody. It'd be just like something to ride a train for fun.
Yeah, yeah. That finishing that section puts off tunneling through the mountains, which will cost anywhere from $4 to $13 billion. And the people in California's two major population centers,
my kids will be in college by the time they're doing that.
SF and LA will see no sign of the project anytime soon. Probably not decades.
God, my kids will be the voters dealing with this at the end game.
So the $200 billion train that won't be done for generations, if it is ever done. I will end with this sentence from the New York Times, the failed liberal New York Times. It has been 10 years since Californians voted to approve the $9.95 billion bond, a down payment on a project that was estimated at the time to cost $40 billion. Again, total cost to taxpayers was supposed to be $9.95 billion.
Whoa.
It's now going to be at least $100
That's incredible.
Billion. How much theft is not okay with you, people who continue to vote for Democrats? How much would be too much for you? Pick a number. Would it be $300 billion?
So that
would it be like half a trillion? A trillion?
So that would be like if the contractor told you it's going to cost $100,000 to do this add-on.
Right.
And then they tell you, nope, sorry, we meant $1 million.
Right.
And there's no stopping it.
Okay. No. Pull the plug. We can't afford that. You're building it.
Wow. Oh, and you can't live in it when we're done with it. You won't be able to live in it.
Here's a picture of your little girl coming out of her school. Shame if something happened to that pretty little girl, says Jerry Brown to the taxpayers. Wake up and smell the extortion.
We like Philip Wegman. We're going to talk to him about this whole 3D gun lawsuit, which is kind of interesting on a bunch of different levels. Are you going to be able to print off a gun at home? Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Bullet train. Pew, pew.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
All right, one final note before we segue from bullet trains to bullets. Again, 10 years since Californians voted to approve less than $10 billion for a project that's now going to cost $100. We were told it would cost $40 at the most.
This is the New York Times numbers.
The New York Times, and it's going to be $200 billion. In May of this year, less than a third, when they are informed of the new cost figures, less than a third said they wanted the state to continue to build the rail line.
So it's got 30% approval.
Correct.
Going forward.
And I think if I were to address those 30 people, 30%, and say, hey, how about $100 billion to some progressive thing you believe in? How about help out the homeless? How about affordable housing? How about food for little immigrant children, something like that? Everybody say, yeah.
Nicer cages for immigrant children.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Really plush.
Well, that's an unfortunate end to the discussion. Why don't we welcome Philip Wegman, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, who's on the topic of the 3D gun lawsuit. And what's going on in that story? Files for 3D printed guns. Are they free speech, etc.? Philip, how are you, sir?
Not so bad. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's always good to talk to you.
Here, my theory is this whole 3D printer thing is going to put an end to a lot of gun conversations. Where are we right now on the idea of printing out a gun at home?
Well, we're approaching it. I mean, we're waiting for the 3D printing technology to catch up and make that actually practical. Right now, this is something that you can do. You can 3D print some pretty crude models, but we're pretty far away from actually getting to the point where you can, in your own garage, 3D print what they're calling ghost guns. But this discussion reminds me of something, which is basically that technology is always, four or five steps ahead of the law. And Charles Cook over at the at National Review makes a really good point when he compares the issue of 3D printed guns to the issue of pornography back during the early 1990s. I mean, there are all of these speeches, of Chuck Grassley on the Senate floor calling for increased regulation of internet pornography.
How did that go?
Yeah, didn't go very well for him. You might support...
Because porn's very difficult to find on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might support increased restrictions, but that's just not possible in the 21st century when everyone has access to a computer. And if everyone has access to a 3D printer in the future, perhaps we could be having a different conversation 10, 15 years
from now. Well, that's what I keep thinking is, because our news version of this earlier today was, the printers are still pretty expensive, so most people won't have them. Well, okay, but in a couple of years, everybody's going to have them. So why not have the conversation now? What are we going to do about everybody having the ability to make a gun at home?
I'm picturing two guys angry at each other, watching their printer go zit, 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 racing. Come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. They just can't wait to get their gun ready so they can shoot each other. Low on toner! The guy's got to fill it up. And it's a race to the death, Philip. Are you okay with this?
So the current...
don't.
But so the current question is it legal to have the plans out there on the internet, which seems... Once they're out there, they're going to be out there. But what's the standing on that?
Right now, it is legal. We've seen these plans distributed across the internet. And again, like we said earlier in the program, these are some pretty crude models. But the reason they're legal is because it comes down to a free speech issue and also a Second Amendment issue. There are already plans out there for building firearms that are your own, that are not 3D printed, and those are already across the internet. So it's going to be very difficult for some of these blue states to make an argument that this information should not be available. Now, granted, there are all sorts of regulations that kick in after the fact. I mean, once you build a 3D printed gun, it is governed by a lot of the other gun laws that are currently on the
books. Sure, that'll be fantastic, as long as a criminal doesn't have it and doesn't care what the law is.
Right, exactly. Didn't Pennsylvania just make a move to make that plan unavailable?
They did, and right now, though, it's actually back up the website. It was distributed. Defense distributed their website.
Because the internet has walls on state lines, as
right.
We all know.
Oh, yeah, checkpoints.
Yeah. But, another backup. So.
Well, there are plans for bombs online. You ever heard the Anarchist Bomb Guide or whatever that
Anarchist
thing?
Anarchist Cookbook, yeah.
There's plenty of plans out there to make all kinds of heinous stuff.
Yeah, you know what, Philip? This is a conversation that deserves more time than we have. We're up against a break, unfortunately. But for now, there is nothing to stop this, correct?
Not at all, not at all. And this is going to be an incredibly interesting discussion. I think you guys are right. It's worth having this conversation now before the technology gets so far advanced that lawmakers can't do anything about it.
Well, as this bumps down the road, let's stay in touch.
Hey, good deal. Thanks, guys.
It's always a pleasure. Again, sorry for the short time. Philip Wegman of the Washington Examiner.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall Phillips?
Trump is gearing up for another rally. We got the nightmare at the DMV going on, and a homeless man getting hundreds of job offers after his very unusual approach at job hunting. Coming up.
Did he have a low voice?
Yeah, I remember low voice bum. Remember him? Oh, yeah.
That was a success story until he met Dr. Phil. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show. Got got a bunch of texts on the 3D gun plans that are out there. So one, I think a free speech issue combined with the reality of the internet, you're not going to stop those gun plans from being available. You're not going to be able to stop people from printing guns where it's legal or not. Unless somebody can come up with an argument I haven't thought of, I just think it's going to change everything gun-wise.
No, I can't think of a single strategy, even one that I would reject or think was bad for heading this off, if you'd like to head it off.
Yeah. Which is something.
It will be an evolution.
Yeah, I'd say.
Although, you know, it's not that hard to get a gun. So, how
it's
much change?
It's pretty hard to get a gun that's not registered.
Right.
I mean, it'd be hard for me to get a gun that's not registered. I'd have to start ooching around with some pretty bad characters.
Yeah, true that.
And,
although, you know,
I don't have any desire to not have to have a gun that's not registered.
Right.
Like, a bunch of people point out, look, it's easy to figure out how to make meth. Not everybody's making meth.
Sure.
I don't know if that's the same argument.
Well, but also, if you have a registered gun, you want to do mayhem with it, there are a number of ways you can get rid of it. Nobody will ever trace it to the crime, which is why some people want, you know, special imprints on bullet casings and that sort of thing, where the technology doesn't exist, but it'll be a change, no doubt.
Let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
Got to tell you, a friend of mine just called me. He's driving through the Redding, California area and says the devastation from the car fire is shocking. Burned area going for miles, he says.
Yeah, sure. I've seen some of the pictures, and it does look like, well, like the apocalypse has occurred.
Boy, the North Bay and L.A. County and parts of the San Diego region from recent years can sure as hell picture what that looks like.
Indeed. Cal Fire says the blaze has burned through nearly 7,000 acres overnight for a total of 110,000 acres.
Hell of a lot of fires in southern Oregon, too. I was looking at my fire map and, you know, your Medfords and Ashlands, and shout out to everybody in Springfield and everything. It's got to be just crazy smoky. It's everywhere.
I know.
I haven't seen the sun in a week.
Yeah, air quality is awful. Anyway,
are you moving on?
Yeah.
Because I got a breaking news thing I want to throw out, just because we got a good text about this. After months of news articles saying John Kelly is said to be resigning, he can't stand working for Trump, this has just come across from the Wall Street Journal that John Kelly has told his staff he agreed to stay on as Trump's chief of staff through the 2020 election. So after being told endlessly, sources close to John Kelly say he's retiring
as
Friday.
Recently, as a week ago.
Right.
But one of
that's
those
been
sources,
going on for years.
One of those reports came from the Wall Street Journal saying, hey, he's fed up. He's going to be leaving any time now.
So maybe this one's BS too. Yeah. But
President Trump's campaign trail is going to be making a stop in Tampa with about 4 weeks to go until the Florida primary. Once again, Trump expected to bring it. It'll be airing around 4 o'clock this afternoon, our time.
Boy, it could be a good one because there's a lot of wall talk.
Yeah.
That's really in the news right now. Trump threatened yesterday to shut down the government over funding for the wall.
Right.
She could get into that. You got the Mueller thing. Does he take some shots at Cohen, the lawyer, the pathological liar, while he's up in front of a crowd?
I would guess he does, yes.
This could be a good one.
Yeah.
California drivers fed up with the DMV. Wait times have spiked over the past year, prompting widespread dissatisfaction. Wait times have increased 46% statewide. Some DMVs you go in, you wait 5 hours.
You know what what it's forced me to do is to really make sure I don't make any mistakes where I need to get, where I have to go to the DMV to stay on top of my game.
Right.
So that's either something I can do through the mail or AAA or something.
But
if you make a mistake,
God help you.
God help you, and you have to go to the DMV. You are screwed.
A lot of the wait times caused by the federally mandated real ID cards, bringing thousands more people to field offices. The real ID cards are driver's licenses that you're going to need for identification at airport security checkpoints for domestic flights starting in October of 2020. And if you want a real ID card, you got to go to a field office and bring documentation proving that you are you.
Oh my God. I'm dreading that. Dreading it.
Now, if you've got an updated passport, you can use your updated passport, and that will serve as a real ID card.
Box checked. Never mind.
There you go.
Can I just go on the lam with a false name?
Can I defect to North Korea? Less paperwork there. Less red tape.
More tapeworms, but less red tape.
Right. More reds, less red tape.
Homeless man getting hundreds of job offers after his rather unusual approach to job hunting. David Casares has been sleeping on a park bench in Mountain View, California. Originally from Texas, graduate of Texas A&M. He's a web designer. He moved to Silicon Valley with intentions of launching his own startup before his funds dried up.
And he probably makes $350K a year, but still can't afford an apartment.
And ended up out on the street. So he decided he went to a busy intersection wearing a shirt and a tie, holding a sign that read, "Homeless, hungry for success, take a resume." And he handed out resumes to people. Somebody snapped a picture on Friday. They put it up on social media.
He's now getting death threats online.
No. He's already seen hundreds of job offers.
Wow.
With companies like Google, Pandora, and Netflix. So the approach really worked. You know, sincere, standing there with a, you know, tie and a shirt on.
Fantastic.
And, you know, here's
no
a resume.
No pants, though. You didn't mention any pants.
I did not mention pants, but I'm sure they were being worn. Hey, one last note. Seattle Seahawks linebacker Joshua Perry says he's done. He's retiring at age 24 because of concussions.
Yeah. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
In a statement on Twitter, Perry said concern about the concussions and the health of his brain have led him to step away from the game.
Once you had a couple of $1 million, yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
Yep. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips here. I'm Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation. Ring the bell.
Well, if you had $2 billion, $2 million, had $2
billion. Yes,
I'm right. If you had $2 million, you get a good investment counselor, you put it away, reasonably safe investments. You're a young man like that. You got a job, any job. Go to work like the rest of us with that nest egg in there. That's a pretty good life.
Mm-hmm.
Play a couple of years of football. And it reminds me a little bit of young women who turn tricks for a couple of years and save up their money. Then go live, you know, the life they imagine.
Right.
I guess, you know, we may see more and more of that.
The petering out is coming up. We got a lot of texts at 415-295-KFTC.
Yeah, let the listeners entertain us. That's what I say.
Yeah! Huh? You're getting this for free. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Getting shot by a 3D gun is totally lame unless you're wearing the special glasses. A humorous take on getting shot.
Yeah.
You
got your neighbor printing up a gun. Can you print up a bulletproof vest real quick? How does that work? Oh, my.
And somebody texted, you guys are missing out on all the cool things we're going to be able to do with 3D printers with all this focus on guns. Yeah,
sure. Marital aids, as I pointed out earlier, sex toys. I mean, any size, shape. I mean, just anything. Just for instance.
I think it's going to be one of those things where you have no idea how much you would use it until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to quickly think, how did I ever live without one of these?
You ever played one of those all composite guitars?
I have not.
They feel pretty good, and you know, it's fairly early days in that, and sound okay, too. I'd imagine you'd be able to, quote-unquote, I like the term fabricate better than print, but that ship has sailed. But you'll be able to fabricate musical instruments, I'd imagine, of decent quality.
Boy, somebody mentioned car parts. Lots of car parts. You need this little thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of going to the store, which is the pain in the ass. Making those at home would be so fantastic. Forks, spoons, plates. I got to assume that'd be effortless.
Wow, yeah. You bust a plate in your collection of aid, you got the plans or the serial number or whatever. You
endless toys, since they're all plastic.
Right.
Just endless toys.
Right.
What all Legos might go that direction, I don't know.
Sure, yeah. Who knows what would and wouldn't. I'd have to think about it. You walk around a hardware store, one of your big box hardware stores, pretty much everywhere you look.
Eyeglasses.
If you could figure out what you needed.
Wouldn't have the lenses, but the glass, the frames.
I could do myself
frames.
New glasses?
Go
to hell, Warby Parker. I'm making my own.
On the guy who was, quote, homeless and had the sign with the resume.
Yeah.
He got a job, and that's gotten lots of national attention. He gets a job. Now they're going to find an old tweet where he once tweeted, no homo, and then he'll lose his job, and then that will be a whole show to talk about.
Right, exactly. Or he'll report to work for day one and make some joke somebody doesn't like, and he'll get fired.
The wait time for an appointment right now for a driver's...
Ken Bonham, right? Yeah.
Driver's license renewal, I think you have to do at the DMV. Is that one of the things you have to do at the DMV?
No.
You have to take the test, you have to, don't you?
Right, right.
But that's not every time you have to renew.
Right. If you're up for the big renewal, you have to, yeah.
That appointment is 5 weeks out right now. 5 weeks out at the DMV.
What's up, Hanson? You're gesticulating.
I renewed my driver's license by mail.
There you go.
It was awesome.
Good man.
There you go. It's all awesome when you can do it by mail or phone. Oh, my God. Going to the DMV has gotten worse. But it's a 5 week out appointment now. Holy cow.
Wow.
So,
me and my fellow, oh, my God, this thing expires in 3 days crowd.
Yeah. Ain't going to work.
Yeah.
So, I saw a scene yesterday, speaking of the guy, homeless guy with the resume and whatever. There are a couple of... Call them transient, call them homeless people, call them whatever you want to be. I don't know what their situation is, but they got the meth jaw moving around.
Yeah.
They're drinking out of a paper sack. They're hanging out with a couple of grocery carts full of crap in the parking lot of a nice grocery store. And when I came out, I saw a lady in a nice car talking with them and sitting down and talking with them, and she handed him some money.
Nice.
Thought, how are you going to straighten them out? They're drinking in the middle of the day. They clearly either did or do use meth regularly because they got the meth jaw. That's a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, so what's your $5 going to do for them other than make you feel good about yourself?
That's what it is mostly, I think.
Including police chiefs that have told us that.
Oh, yeah. 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 We'll buy them more meth. If you want them to have your money, give them your money. That's fine. If you think you're doing any good, you're not. You're just, you know, it's virtue signaling mostly. And, you know, every big city mayor and they've said, no, don't do that. Don't do those. People are beggars. They're not in their programs. Give to the programs if you want. Don't give them cash. But if you know, there have been days I've thought of handing some complete degenerate heading for the grave drunk a 20. Tell him,
have a big day.
Go buy a giant bottle of vodka. You don't have to sweat whether you're going to be able to get it today. Maybe even tomorrow if it's a big enough bottle and nobody steals it from you. There you go. There's $20. I'll never miss it. There's no stress for you today. You're heading toward an early grave. That's an act of kindness.
And you want to hurry him along?
No. No, I'm not going to have any effect either way. Realistically, am I?
No.
No. So there you go. It's an act of kindness.
Yeah. Causes more people to hang around places I don't think they ought to be allowed to hang around if they're getting money from
right,
people.
Right,
that's the problem.
I don't.
And the business owners are trying to run their business and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I'm against it. I'm just wondering, you know, morally speaking. Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of moral decisions, I am doubling down, as they say, way too much in the news these days, on my stance that I'm in favor of the TSA's, what's it called, Peaceful Skies program or Quiet Air or...
Quiet Skies.
Quiet Skies. I'm in favor of that program that Jack was railing about.
Yes.
Where if you checked off certain things on a list, where you've been traveling, who you know, you're known to be a little freaky.
As far as we know for now, since this wasn't supposed to come out at all.
Right. But they just follow you and keep an eye on you. See if you act weird. This is the very Israeli model you have advocated for in the past.
But it ain't going to stop there.
Keeping an eye on people.
It ain't going to stop there. It probably hasn't already. They're going to have a file on everyone. They'll know everywhere you've ever been because of the driver's license or the license plate things that they do in the parking lot that none of us discussed or voted on or anything like that.
So it's not this program in and of itself.
No, it's just the
whole
thing.
Which begins and ends at the airport, which is a privilege.
So we think. We weren't supposed to know about this program.
You sound kind of paranoid to me.
I think I can prove I'm not paranoid.
And besides, as a man once said, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
If we don't already, we will all have a file on us in the future of everywhere we've ever been, everything we've ever done that they think is sketchy, everything. Then either you think that's a good idea or not. I don't do anything wrong, so why would I care?
Here in the communist states of America.
Alexa, play something stupid and idiotic to waste my time.
Okay, here's Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Ooh, burn. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
That gal does such a good Alexa, though. That's really good. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody. Positive Sean, what's your final thought?
Yeah, LeBron James speaking of himself as a fourth grader. School didn't mean much. School didn't mean anything, obviously, back then. It was a surprise to me when I woke up and I was actually going to school. A lot of empty days, a lot of empty nights. Yesterday, he opened up his I Promise School, this kind of new schooling thing. And if you want more information on it, just Google it. And I hope people copy his philanthropy as much as they copied his short suit.
Well said.
That's a good one.
Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
Hey, listen, I was outside and a lot of smoke and it was hot and it was muggy. I've got a big salute to everybody out there fighting the fires and the fire lines and everybody who's having to go through all of this summer. Really, I tip my hat to all of you.
Excellent. Michelangelo, final thought.
If you don't want to be secretly watched, don't use your computer for viewing porn. View porn the old-fashioned way using the Sears catalog, National Geographic. If it's good enough for your grandfather, it's good enough for you.
Wow. That's nice. That's wholesome in a pornographic way. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
Maybe I'll mention a couple of stories that we should have gotten to that we didn't. All the tweets that the Russians put out have been cataloged, and we know what the areas they mostly were interested in. We'll get to that tomorrow. And the Koch brothers backed a think tank that their study says that the Medicare for All would actually save us money, in opposition to that study we had yesterday, and we should have gotten to that. Yeah, we'll hit that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Final thought, plans are coming together for the big meet and greet in Boise, Idaho, coming up next month, when I'll be in that fair city for barely 24 hours, but making time for loyal friends Armstrong and Getty in that godforsaken primitive outpost. Do they have electricity there? It's not clear to me. But I'll be there.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Visiting them in their huts.
So many people trying to teach them not to drink out of the same water they poop in.
So many people to thank. Oh. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We got some good clicks for you there. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Depends. Depends on everybody's mood. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get!
Yeah, we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
Bullet train. Pew, pew.
Armstrong and Getty, the voice of the West.